Blog Talk Radio.
Whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy, the neck of thine enemy, the neck of thine enemy.
When Judah wakes up and turns to the Most High, when Judah wakes up, hey, and realize who he is, when Judah wakes up, something's gonna happen. When Judah wakes up, there's a change that's gonna take place. The tester shall never leave Judah, or a lawgiver between his feet. The Shiloh come. What is Judah supposed to do?
Put his hand in the neck of his enemy.
What is Judah supposed to do?
Hebrew Israelite elders, and we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation.
I am Elder Yagil, and we have Elder Yagil with us.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank the Most High to start off the show. We want to thank the Most High for allowing us to be here before you another day. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for the Most High, we wouldn't have breath. Scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. We have our existence. Hallelujah. Our awareness is all in him, and we give him all the thanks and praise. Hallelujah. And for counting us worthy to come before you and share his truth. Hallelujah. Scripture and truth that's happening all over the world. Hallelujah. Tonight, we were just going to have a pretty much free-flowing, open forum type night. Although we do have a title to the show, it's going to be more of a free-flowing, open forum. It means we don't have to think too much. We can let the Ruach have his way. Hallelujah. The title for this show is Don't Trust the Devil's Servants. Hallelujah. Don't trust the devil's servants. And that's pertinent because we're going to bring out a scenario where this has happened, and it's really took Israel, the community, back a few steps when they mistakenly put their trust in Hashetan's servants. Hallelujah. We're going to bring that out. And it could be happening again, about to happen right before our very eyes. But for that, let's read a scripture. Let's read a scripture that pertains to this matter. There's one good one found in John chapter 8, starting at verse 44. Reading out of the KJV, it reads as follows. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. That's what they used to always say in the church I grew up in. The devil is a liar, and that is so true. Now, piggybacking on that, we also could go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, out of KJV, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. That's why we got to beware. Don't trust him. Don't trust his servants. Because the devil himself can appear as an angel of light. It says there's no strange, it's no strange thing that his ministers also could appear as ministers of light. Okay, so that's how he gets an advantage when we're caught napping, complacent in the spirit. And here the devil gets the advantage of us. It says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. Now, here's what I like, the second part. For we are not ignorant. We are not dull-minded. We are not ignorant of his devices. See, we can smell a rat when one is in close proximity. And that's the way we're supposed to be. Our senses are supposed to be keen and sharp. And the only way to be keen and sharp is you have to maintain a relationship, an intimate relationship with the Father. What? Through prayer, through fasting, through reading his word. Hallelujah. If you do those things, you will not be caught with your hands tied behind your back. You will not be caught napping. You will be aware of his devices. You will be able to sniff them out. Now, this is what the Amplified, that same verse in the Amplified, it says, to keep Satan from getting the advantage over us. It says, for we are not ignorant of his wiles, you know, his little schemes, of his wiles and intentions. We know his motives. He might, you know, try to come like he has good motives, but his motives are not good. They're always evil. Hallelujah. So don't trust the devil's servants. Okay, so out of this free-flowing show, just want to go back up to the top. We have some news. It's not that new anymore. as far as the news cycle goes, but it's still in online media, and it's still making its way through a little bit of the mainstream media. And that is a person that I don't think we've ever talked about on this show, Nicki Minaj. And we're only talking about her briefly due to this subject matter of the vaccine. Some call it the lollipop, some call it the jab, whatever, you know. But her name made its rounds amongst the news cycles, and it wasn't because of her rapping. It was something else. It was because of these vaccines. So somehow or another, I guess Mrs. Minaj was not on code. She wasn't on the devil's, you know. She was caught napping when they called her number, you know, like, you know, you're on the football team. Okay, who's going to get the ball this time? Okay, it's going to number 44, our running back. He's going to sweep to the right, you know. Okay, so this guy was kind of napping in the huddle, and he didn't know. So instead of going right, he's going left, and the guy pitched the ball, and the ball is just rolling back towards the other team's goal line. And, that's a live football. So the other team, defense can pick it up and run. This guy was caught napping. He didn't hear his number called. So Nicki must have been napping. He didn't hear the devil call her number, or the devil's coaches. They called her number, and she missed the play because they wanted her to talk positively about the vax, but she disappointed them. It was this Met Gala they supposed to have in New York City. And, I'm not going to give you the whole backdrop. I don't even know the whole backdrop, but the point is Nicki said that she's not going to attend this big extravaganza where all the devil's, you know, freaks and weirdos come out, the LGBT, the, you know, ball players and actors and singers, and they're like, all the freaks come out at night, like they say. And so she said, I'm not attending this freak show. I'm married and I got a kid, and, you know, I'm going to pass this up. And, well, here's the key. She, one reason she said, among others, she did say she's got a kid to take care of. I believe that was in the article. But she also said that they wanted everybody to be vaccinated. Okay, so all the participants, they wanted them to be vaccinated. So, you know, all your big wigs, I guess these people are all vaccinated. So Nicki, I guess she said she's not going to be vaccinated. Well, at least she says she's not going to be vaccinated until she does further research, and she says, you know, and I'm definitely not going to be vaccinated just to attend this show. Oh, that really angered her. I guess this is something that everybody's supposed to show up at. I dare this woman that been on our team getting our resources is going to buck against us because she said some damning words. She says, first of all, I'm not vaccinated, and I'm surely not going to get vaccinated just to attend this show. You know, like, putting it down, like, this show is not worth getting a jab for. And she said, I got my research. Mm-hmm. And then she told, oh, man, all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. So especially last week, she was, and we had, I guess, done our show, so we missed that first part of the news cycle. But all hell broke loose, and they took her to the whipping post, Elder. They spanked her all the way up and down, like they say, wrung her a new one. They just was, you know, crucifying the poor girl. But she fought back. She swung back. She connected a few times, and you know, she says, you shouldn't be pressured into taking this thing. It should be your own choice. And this was her fans. And this is what they didn't like. The mainstream media says, now she has 22 million followers on social media. Now, first of all, that's a shame. Someone just, you know, babbles and talk about nothing has 22 million. But that's the way of the world. The world needs their idols. Our people need somebody to worship. So they picked her. But these 22 million, see, they're afraid that they're counting on their servants leading their sheep to the slaughter. See, so they're counting, mm-hmm. you know, the Rothschilds and all these big guys, because, you know, that let's skip the middlemen, you know, her agent, her producer, you know, let's go right to those 13 families. They're counting on her, on their servants leading their flocks right to the slaughter. And so she's bucking that. She's telling them, no, you know, this should be a personal decision. And then she say, don't let them bully you. Whoa, Nikki. Do you know what's coming your way? Oh, my goodness. Let's pray for our elder. Don't let them bully you. And, you know, this is something that should be researched out and all of that. And then she said something to the effect of, and I'm paraphrasing, she says, something like, you know, something must be up because look how they're pressuring you. And then she, I guess the hood came out in her. She says, I'm not the kind of person. Oh boy, I had to quote. I'll do my best to paraphrase. I'm not the kind of person that's mm-hmm. just going to sit up here and have you to, you know, rake me over the coals, so to speak. You mm-hmm. got the wrong person. I'm not the one, you know. So Nikki was just firing back. You know. I told you she got a few shots in, uppercut, you know, right claw. Mm-hmm. She hit back. She wouldn't like some of these stooges, even some of these men. I don't want to see them fighting back. They just bow down. But she was fighting back, and then they you know what they did? They sicked the dogs. They sicked the black dogs on there. You know, because I guess they didn't want to look too bad sitting the white ones. They always sick the black dogs. Have you noticed that they always sick the black dogs? And mm-hmm. they have this old woman. I guess if she is a woman, Joy Reid. This MSNBC, they got her on there, and she was just trying to blast Nicki Minaj and was saying that, you know, listen, you know, trying to talk hood. Listen, girlfriend, you know, you got 22 million followers. I only got 2 million. I don't know how she got 2 million. Who would follow? Okay, so she says, you know, like you got the clout, and for you to talk like that, use that irresponsible language in our community when our people are suffering more than others, you know, and I guess you're going to try to say COVID is just a magnet with our people, you know. Black people and COVID go together like white on rice, you know, greens and cornbread. You can't have a black person without COVID, you know. You just act like... Mm-hmm. COVID was meant for us. And she said, you know, how could you do that? And she said, girl, you know, and you doing all this, you got all these people following you. She said, you know, you can do better. Yeah, that's what she said. You can do better. I mean, just try to put her down. And I don't know what Nikki responded, mm-hmm. but if it was anything like the other ones, Nikki must came back at her, and you know, she countered, mm-hmm. I guess. But and then this big old LGBT, I mean, not big, a little old, feminine, frail LGBT guy. He always has something to say, Mr. Lemon on the CNN. Here he come putting his two cents in there. You know, like I heard this guy call my. What's in the shot? You know, if I'm like, we just need to take it. Nobody cares what's in it. I don't know what's in the shot. just because you foolish enough,
the lifestyle
he lives, I could see he's foolish enough to do anything. But like, you don't need to know what's going on in your body. Oh, don't worry about it. You don't need all that stuff. Just take the shot. Like, you really don't need to know. Just take the poison and shut up. Now, who else said something like that? I mean, I think he said it a little nicer, though. Jim Jones, right? Take it, and at least he said, look, it's going to be is a better thing. We're all going to a better place. I'm gonna meet up with you all in about 15 minutes. It'll be all over here. Y'all take y'all Kool-Aid. I'll take mine about 15 minutes from now. We'll meet on another planet, you know, paradise. And why don't worry about these people no more. So at least he was trying to paint a picture. This little old LGBT guy, and just trying to. He puts his biased opinion almost into everything. Anytime an Israelite person do try to stand up and buck the system, you hear him. They stick him on there, and that other lady, Joy. So it's foolishness. It's foolishness. So I guess I applaud Nikki for standing up, but. It's a big butt. And people say, well, what's going on? You should be proud of it. Well, listen, the title of our program tonight is Don't Trust the Devil's Servants. Nikki been eating at the devil's table for years. So all of a sudden now she just turned around and decided to do a Mother Teresa on us. No. I don't know where Nikki's going to ultimately, come during this. On this subject, I don't know how she's going to, choose to, to have the jab or not. But we went through a scenario like this a couple of years ago when it was another person eating from the devil's table, a so-called funny man. What's his name? Nick Cannon. And he put the turban on his head and was acting crazy and, acting like he's a woke or something. And he decided to stop being a comedian and wanted to be a philosopher, and so he's talking with Professor Griff, this guy out of the Public Enemy, the rap group, now they disbanded. But so he's talking and they're talking and he's saying, we're the Israelites. Professor Griff was agreeing with him, I guess Professor Griff was wondering, how did you come into this knowledge? Anyway, he was agreeing. He said, yeah, and Nick was saying, well, how come they trying to hide this from being us? How come they trying to hide this truth from us? And Professor Griff was saying, trying to hide a lot of stuff from us. And, they was having a good conversation for mainstream channel. And so he was saying that he affirmed that we're the Israelites, that so-called Black people, in the Western Hemisphere, descendants of slaves. And so Nick was just rolling. Boy, I guess a couple of weeks went by, and his masters must have gave him a phone call and rung him a new one. I guess they say, that money you're getting every week, that check that, really you only work about $2 an hour, but we're giving you, we're giving you a much bigger expense account. We're putting a hold on that. I guess the first time Nick Cannon went to fill up his Rolls Royce and found out that his car was declined, I guess his eyes opened. I think I done stepped in the sun. So they undressed this guy. They bought this fake-looking, the Judaism religion rabbi on. They brought this rabbi on, and he was undressing Nick, just made him look feminine. This guy didn't know nothing, this rabbi, but he was that was really offensive what you said. Go ahead, bow down to us and tell the whole world that you're sorry. And Nick was crying and, you know, carrying on and just bowing to this guy and saying that, you know, he didn't mean to be offensive. He was wrong. First of all, he didn't say nothing wrong. That was one of the first times I heard him talk something sensible and true, something solid. He didn't say nothing wrong. Apologize for what? that these people who are in the land of Israel now have no bloodline to the ancient Israelites of the Bible? Of course they don't. What are you apologizing for? That the so-called black, we of the descendants of slaves, are the true descendants of Israel? Of course we are. What are you apologizing about? This guy lost everything. And, excuse me, this guy actually lost all credibility. But right on national TV. So the thing is, this Nicki Minaj thing could go haywire. It can go haywire. It could go either way. So we cannot trust it. The best thing to do is just hold tight and see which way this thing is really going to go. So that's why we say, do not trust the devil's servants. Let's see. We got some other things to talk about, but I'm going to bring Elder up. Elder's got some good news to share with us, and I'm going to let him come on up now. Come on up, Elder.
Broadcast system, the news media. You cannot make that serve us, be a discouragement to us, because we know Yahweh, and he knows us. So, that's why we don't get discouraged in what we stand up to about when we come down to this truth. Because we can see it, we're not blind. We see what's going on. We hear every time somebody get out there and get carried away with their mouth saying things against the truth, trying to encourage people to take that jab and so forth. Anybody that stands up against it, they want to try to really ridicule you. That's what they try to do. That's why you're not ashamed of the truth of the gospel. We're not going back down. We're going to continue to stand up and represent Yahuwah, okay? We're going to represent him because we know in the end, that's what's going to matter. That's what's going to count for us. We cannot back down from these demons just because they're talking loud and ain't saying nothing but a bunch of garbage coming out of their mouths, okay? We're much stronger than that. We know it. That's why we're not afraid of what they say, because we know we're on the truth side of truth, okay? And that's what we will be speaking about. We will be revealing these demons out here. If they think that hot, smart, and so forth, well, we got the truth on our side, and they can't stand it. They won't stand it. Because I know I'm not going to be backing down just because somebody say I shouldn't be speaking like that. If I'm speaking the truth, I'm going to speak the truth. I don't care about some watermouth person who is already bought by Satan themselves. They can't stop me from speaking the truth. That's all I got to say. I won't stop. I'll continue to say what is right, what is righteous. Okay? That's why I try to stay with the word as much as possible, no matter what's going on, because I know as long as I'm I'm living by the word, abiding by his truth. It don't matter what the demon come up with out of his poisonous mouth. He could take that coronavirus as much as he wants to. I don't care. You ain't going to get me to take it. I won't never encourage anybody to take it. I will always preach against this demonic mess that these demons have come up on this earth with, killing people before our face, and yet you got people scared to say anything about it. This place has become the most wickedest place that I ever known. I never think I would witness such craziness in this world, but that's what's going on. You got the devil here, done got bold, thinking he can just say whatever he wants to and dare you to speak up against him. But you know, we don't ever remember Yahushua backing down from these demons, okay?
Right.
Pharisees learned their lesson when they tried to talk against Yahuwah, say things that they knew that were nothing but lies and so forth. But Yahuwah had a message. He was able to shut their mouths, stop their mouths, okay? And that's why we stand up for what is right. We stand up for the truth, because the devil, he ain't nothing but a liar. Is what we read earlier when we first came on. The devil is just a lie. His whole makeup is a lie. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everybody out there that's on his side, they become liars just like him. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we know that. That's why we're not afraid of them. We're not afraid of none of their lies and their propaganda, whatever they want to say, however they want to say it. We're going to speak against that if we hear it. We will expose them, okay? We will do that because that's exactly what he's doing, trying to lie and speak against the children of Israel. And, you know, that's all he does. He speaks against us. He hates us. And we know he does, and we don't give a crap. We don't care about his hatred, his madness, okay? And none of the demons that out there following him, we don't care nothing about your madness. We don't. We let you speak whatever the way you want to, because we know in the end what counts is truth. What matters is the truth. Yahuwah's truth, okay? His word will stand. So you could go on and try to put people down if you want to, but it won't. You won't be successful. You're going to find yourself with being put down by yourself. You're going to put yourself down because we know Satan is a liar. The lie
That's right.
is a lie, and the truth is not in him. Therefore, anybody wants to build their whole life upon a lie, then they go right ahead because they know they're going to be, I warn you that in the end, you will regret. You will regret, okay? Because this word is truth, and we know it is. If the scripture says you shall die, okay, you sinners out there, you will die. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to die, okay? You have already been condemned. Truth is not in you. So you condemn yourself following the one that has been condemned already, who is, you know, is Satan. Satan, HaShatan himself, okay? There's nothing righteous about him. And we know it, so therefore, we will expose it. We will come, we will break it out, bring it out. We will say it. Say it with our own mouth, okay? God gave us breath, okay? We have breath in us. We could speak it. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to run from the devil. Anything, he'll be running from us. Because the scripture tells us to rebuke the devil, and he will flee. He has no other choice. He has to go. He can't stand righteousness. He can't stand the word of Yah. And we know that. That's why we bring forth what we know is right. We stick with that. Stay with it. You don't back down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for his righteousness, for his word. I do have a little information that I want to share with my audience tonight. And it's a pretty good little, it's a just little bit of information that is kind of interesting. It's talking about Ethiopian military history, okay? I think this is a good one. It's not long, just a couple of minutes here. I just want to read that to you so that you can actually hear about what took place over there, because the devil don't want the truth to get out. He'll lie, he'll do anything. But it reads like this. It said, did you know that Ethiopians trained lions to capture the soldiers of the enemy and fought side by side with cheetahs, bees, elephants, and lions? Okay? Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They got the animals to fight for them and with them on beside them. Ethiopian soldiers with their fighting lions, the Ethiopians went to war with dangerous animals and insects such as bees, wasps, lions, elephants, or cheetahs, trained to capture the soldiers of the enemy camp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Which enabled them to win all the wars of colonization against them and to be the only country in the world to have never been colonized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. See, if you got righteousness on your side, Yah will fight for you, even if he fights for you through these animals. He may use those to fight for you. Hallelujah. At the Battle of Ottawa, Ethiopian warriors, skilled in sword fighting, called Chatel, destroyed the invading Italian soldiers in hand-to-hand combat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I said, you know, we don't have to be afraid of the devil. See what Yah can do? He can do that. He call the animals down and fight our wars for us. Okay? Put the enemy down. Put him to flight. Hallelujah. That's why I say we don't have to be afraid of these demons. Man walking around here puffing out his crap stuff coming out of his head or his breath and sounding like a cheap idiot, thinking he can just use this media to put you down no matter what you have to say. You think he has the right to just put you down and shut your mouth. I told you, they're going to wind up shutting them on themselves down, but messing around with the people of Yah, okay? Because we don't have to, we can let Yahuwah fight our battle anytime. We just trust him, okay? Call on him. Call on Yah, our Father. We put these demons to flight. They never come be able to get up again. See? So it just goes to show you how the devil is nothing we have to worry about. Don't have to be afraid of him just because little man blow a little wind out of his breath, you know? He ain't nothing. No, he can't do that. He can't win before against Yahuwah. And we know it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about Satan. You continue to fight the battle of Yahuwah. He will be with us, and he will strengthen us. He will lift us up on high. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to read a little bit about out of the book of Jeremiah. Let me look at the 16th chapter of Jeremiah. Okay, I'm going to start with verse 14. It says here, therefore, see, the days are coming, declares Yah, when it is no longer said, Yahuwah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Mizraim, okay? But Yahuwah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I shall bring them back into their land, and I gave to them their father, that I gave to their fathers. You see? Satan thought he had conquered and taken the land, taken everything that the Hebrew Israelites owned. But here, according to this word, no, that ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. For I shall bring them back into their land I gave to their fathers. See? Yahuwah doesn't forget, okay? He, mm-hmm. What he purposed, he does. That's what he want to do. See, I am sending for many fishermen, declares Yahuwah, and they shall fish them. And after that, I shall send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill, and yet out of the holes of the rocks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, how many demons can stand on something like that? They can't, okay?
That's
they
right.
Can puff wind out of their head all they want to, but they can't do nothing but be taken back into the hole that they come from. For my eyes are on all their ways, talking about the children of Israel. They have not been hidden from my face, nor has their crookedness been hidden from my eyes. Light. Hallelujah. And first I shall repay double for their crookedness and their sin, because they have defiled my land with the dead bodies of their disgusting matters, okay? And have filled my inheritance with their abominations. See? That's one thing the nation of Israel are starting to understand and wake up and realize their punishment for what they have done. Yahuwah is still on their side, regardless of what happened. Because it tells us here, O Yahuwah, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge, in the day of distress, the nations shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited only falsehood, futility, and there is no value in them. You see? You see that? These people, these Gentiles, they're going to wake up too, and they're going to realize what has happened, how they have been deceived. And they will acknowledge it. Say, would a man make mighty ones for himself, which are not mighty ones? Therefore, see, I am causing them to know this time, I caused them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahuwah. You see, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to know our Father's name. See? That's what I'm talking about. We're not going to just be out there not knowing who we're worshiping, who is our Father, our Heavenly Father, okay? Yahuwah. The sin of Yahuwah is written with a pen of iron, engraved with the point of a diamond on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of your slaughter places, okay? While their children remember their slaughter places and their asherims by the spreading trees on the high hills, my mountain in the fields, I give as plunder your wealth, all your treasure, your high places of sin throughout all your borders. Okay? Hallelujah. And you, even of yourself, shall let go of your inheritance, which I gave you. We wonder why so many Israelites don't even know who they are. You see? There it is.
That's right.
And I shall make you serve your enemies in a land which you have not known. For you have kindled a fire in my displeasure, which burns forever. Okay? See, that's what I'm saying. We got to wake up, Israel. We got to get our life back in order with Yahuwah. We don't be expecting to go the rest of your life trusting in the demons, because it ain't going to work for you. I can tell you that right now. Thus says Yahuwah, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and who man, can't let your heart turn away from your maker, from your fear, okay, our Father. We can't do that. But he shall be like a shrub in the desert and not see when good comes, and shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land that is not inhabited. But blessed is the man who trusts in Yahuwah. You see, that's where our trust got to be. Mm-hmm. And whose trust is Yahuwah. Hallelujah. You see, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and does not see when heat comes, and his leaf shall be green, and in the year of drought he is not anxious, nor does he cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Our Father never gives up on us, okay? We're the one that is making mistakes, turning our backs on Yahuwah. That's why this young lady, she put out this one song, and it happens. She said, when I turned my back on Yah, I lost everything, okay? So that's why we got to be careful. When we turn our backs on Yah, we got to at least sensible enough to know we have done things ourselves which cause problems for us, okay? Mm-hmm. We can't go around blaming everybody for our problems that we have happens to us at certain times, okay? Because we have done it to ourselves, okay? It says here, the heart is crooked above all and desperately sick. Okay, that's the heart. That's what happens when you turn your back on Yah. You shouldn't do that, okay? I, Yahuwah, search the heart. I try the kidneys and give every man according to his way, according to his to the fruit of his deeds, okay? As a partridge that broods but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches but not be by right. It leaves him in the midst of his days, and at his end, he is a fool. Scripture calls you a fool. You got that. If you think you're hot enough or tough enough to turn away from Yah and to forget him, okay? You the one, you making a fool out of yourself. You see? What you got to wake up and realize and understand. You can't do that thinking you're going to go into the kingdom anyway, because you're not going to if you don't get yourself righteous. You don't repent for your sins that you have done and turn away from them, okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. As an esteemed throne, exalted from the beginning, is the place of our set-apart place. See that? It says, notice what that says? Our set-apart place, okay? As an esteemed throne, exalted from the beginning, is the place of our set-apart place. Hallelujah. You see? You think about that. You keep that thinking. Think about that. You shouldn't be so quick to just turn away from what Yahuwah has done for us. O Yahuwah, the expectation of Israel, all who forsake you are put to shame. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahuwah, the fountain of living waters. Boy, can't do that. Can't forsake him. All right? Heal me, O Yahuwah, so that I am healed. Save me so that I am saved, for you are my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we got to do. We got to acknowledge who Yah is and where our help comes from, okay? That's why we must turn back to him, to Yahuwah, in righteousness, okay? See, they say to me, where is the word of Yahuwah? Let it come now. And I have not run away from being a shepherd who follows you, nor have I longed for the desperately sick day. You yourself have known that which came and of my lips was before you. Hallelujah. Do not be a ruin. Do not be a ruin to me. Okay? You are my shelter in the day of my evil. Hallelujah. We got to acknowledge him. We got to acknowledge Yahuwah. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Let these who persecute me be put to shame. But do not let me be put to shame. Let them be broken, but do not let me be broken. Hallelujah. Bring on them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Hammers, hammers. Thus said Yahuwah. Thus Yahuwah said to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people by which the sovereigns of Yahuwah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And you shall say to them, hear the word of Yahuwah, you sovereigns of Yahuwah, and all Yahuwah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Thus said Yahuwah, guard yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Nor bring it in the gate of Jerusalem, okay? Nor take a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, and you shall set apart the Sabbath day as I commanded your father. That's what I'm talking about. Which is like right now, the time of our feast days, okay, is coming up. And in fact, today we have the trumpets, okay? So we can't forget that feast day. Feast day, the trumpets, Yom Terah, blowing of the shofar, okay? We should be ready. We should be blowing it. Praising Yahuwah, okay? Bringing on that day with joy and happiness. Hallelujah. Okay?
Hallelujah.
That's what we need to be considering, keeping in mind. Waking up. All right. But they did not obey or incline their ear, and they made their neck stiff, not to hear and not to receive instructions. Now that I don't want to be like, I don't want to get caught up in this world to the point where I won't listen and understand, try to understand what Yah has for me, has set instructions for us to do. We are his children, okay? Mm-hmm. And it shall not be, if you diligently obey me, declares Yahuwah, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, and set apart the Sabbath day to do no work in it, okay? We got to do this. We got to be true, be righteous, obedient to Yah's instructions for us, okay? Then sovereigns and heads sitting on the throne of Dawid shall enter in through the gates of this city, riding in chariots and in horses. They and their heads, hallelujah, the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they, this city, shall be inhabited forever. See? Yahuwah promised us the blessing from every side, every corner, wherever we turn. He promises us a blessing. Okay? And we got to accept it. We got to in order to live. All right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And they shall come from the cities of Yehuda, and they, and from the places around Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the low country, from the mountains, and from the south, bringing ascending offerings and slaughterings, again offerings and incense, bringing offerings to praise to the house of Yahuwah. Hallelujah. If you get out there, turn your back on Yahuwah, you're going to miss out on life, okay? And you're going to find yourself tangled up with the devil, and you won't get out of that. You lose your life, okay? So hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let me read this a little bit here. It says, but if you do not obey me to set apart the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I shall kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall consume the palaces of Jerusalem and not be quenched. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's terrible. Okay. Yeah, most of the stuff that we're reading about the trumpets, okay, which is very important. You can always go to scripture, okay, and focus in on Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23-25. Okay, that's one of those Sabbath days that we should remember. We must remember, okay? You don't want to be out there trying to work and carrying burdens that you don't need to, getting yourself all bogged down with unnecessary burdens when you can just relax on the Sabbath, okay?
That's right.
Relax and let Yahuwah take care of you. That's what he's giving you right here. He's telling you, giving you the prescription of what to do and how to do it, okay? Sabbath is a day of rest for the people of Yahuwah, okay? So why don't we want to take the advantage of that? You know, I know I would. I will. Since I know that the trumpets just began this evening at sunset, okay? I will take the advantage of that. I will hold on to the Sabbath and rejoice and be glad in it. Like it tells us, no servile work, okay? No work will be carried out by me, but rest. Me and my family will rest. We will keep this day holy, okay? Keep it without polluting it with all kind of foolishness. All right? Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
It's a good time to pray and ask for forgiveness of our sins that we have done in the past.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because tomorrow will be a perfect time. You know, Sabbath begins. It began this evening until really sunset tomorrow evening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's plenty of time to definitely catch up on some rest, because
yeah,
that's what the Sabbath is all about. Get your rest, get your understanding of God's word, and let yourself be immersed in his word. Okay? I tell you, you won't regret it. You will not regret it. But you will become sealed by his word, by his truth. Okay? And then Satan, the devil, and all these demons out here that are running off at the mouth every time we turn around, you don't have to worry about them. Hallelujah. Anyway, as we continue on looking at God's word here, it's very important that we set ourselves to be immersed in his word, in his truth, that we become sealed by his word, by his truth, and that demon can't affect you. Okay? We have nothing over you. Okay? Part of our message tonight, don't trust the devil's servants. Okay?
Because
they're out there. They're out there lying. They're continually lying to you, trying to deceive you. That's what they want to do. Satan would stop at nothing to not try to deceive you. He would do everything he can to try to bring the people of Yahuwah down to his level, to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got a mess. You're in trouble if you allow yourself to be brought down from your high place that Yahuwah has already from your beginning created for you. Okay? That's what you got to remember. And you got to learn to trust and how to appreciate Yahuwah. Okay? Because there's nothing he's not doing to try to make sure you be all right. You experience life. Life. And the good thing about he creates this life for you for everlasting. We're not talking about no temporary stuff. We're talking about everlasting life from Creator, the Most High. You can't beat that. You can't beat it. I tell you, you'd be stupid like it just was. It just told us, don't be a fool, okay? Don't turn your back on Yahuwah. Because if you do, that's being foolish, okay? That's making yourself stupid for no reason. So hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why I want to make sure I know as much about my Heavenly Father as I possibly can, okay? Because Satan, he wants to keep you blind to our Creator, to the love that he has for us, okay? We cannot allow ourselves to go through this life and let that demon blind us to the point where we turn our back on Yahuwah. We can't do that. We're not going to do it. No, the people of Yah are not going to anything. They're going to turn to Yahuwah, and they're going to be obedient to him, to his will, okay? Because we know that's what's going to get us. That's the only thing that's going to help us through this world, through this mess that we're going through. That's it, word of Yah, that his everlasting word, his word that he can't destroy, can't do nothing with. I love reading God's word. That's why I do it. Like tonight, I'm enjoying his word, what he is saying to us. What I'm getting out of this is life, music, life everlasting. Mm-hmm. Life. That's what we're getting out of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me move on a little bit more further here. I want to go over into the book of Jeremiah again. I want to go to Jeremiah 31. Let me take a look at what he's saying here. Very good information for us. Something that we should never... I'm going to go to Jeremiah 30 first, okay? Let me go to that first chapter 30 of Jeremiah. Because these were the roots on here that we don't ever want to get. We don't ever want to let the devil inside of this understanding here, okay? Because if we do, we can mistake. I'm going to start with the 30th chapter, number verse 1. It says, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, thus spoke Yahuwah, Allah of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourselves all the words that I have spoken to you. Okay? That's a command right there. All right? For look, the days are coming, declares Yahuwah, when I shall turn back the captivity of my people, Israel, and Yehudah, declares Yahuwah. And I shall bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers and let them possess it. See? That's, to me, that's glorious. You see? Knowing that I'm going to get an opportunity to go back to the land that Yahuwah purchased for me. I don't have to worry about no frail-faced Gentile coming up trying to tell me what I supposed to do or what I cannot do on my land, on this land, okay?
That's right.
And these are the words Yahuwah spoke concerning Israel and Yehuda. For thus is what Yahuwah said. We have heard to a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see if a man is given birth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Why do you see that? Why no one? What's going on? What had happened to my people? They got to do this kind of stuff. Verse 7. Oh, for great is that day. There is none like it. And it is the time of Jacob's disturbance, distress. But he shall be saved out of it. Hallelujah. Jacob.
Yeah.
House of Israel. Okay? It shall be in that day, declares Yahuwah of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck. Hallelujah. And tear off your bonds, and foreigners no more enslave them. Hallelujah. See that? Like I said, foreigners no more enslave them. Don't have to worry about no pale-faced Gentile coming around making these decisions for you, telling you what, how you should live and how long you're going to stay here. No. He says, and they shall serve Yahuwah their Allah and Dawid, their sovereign, whom I raise up for them. Okay? Hallelujah. He's always, y'all got big plans for his children, his people. Okay? And you do not fear, O Yaakov, my servant, declares Yahuwah, nor be discouraged, O Israel, for look, I am saving you from afar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your seed from the land of their captivity. And Yaakov shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him. Hallelujah. No one to trouble him. That's great news. That's good news. For I am with you, declares Yahuwah, to save you. See, that's what I'm talking about. To save you, though I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I do not make a complete end of you, but I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. Okay? So, yeah. Israel, yeah, you've done things worthy of some punishment. Y'all haven't forgotten that either. So you got to remember that, Israel. Repent. You've done things that have been offensive. You got to repent. Don't be high-minded and so self-centered that you don't think that you need to repent. You do, okay? For thus said Yahuwah, your breach is incurable, your wound is grievous. No one pleads your cause to bind up. There are no healing medicines for you. All those loving you have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I struck you as an enemy strike with cruel chastisement because your crookedness
is great. Your sins have increased. Why do you cry about your breach? Your pain is incurable because of your many crookednesses, because your sins have increased. I have done this to you. Yeah, God punishes. We do something, we get out of line, we will do what it's going to take to get us back in line. That punishment may not be so pleasant, but in the end, you will be straightened out. All those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and those who exploit you shall be exploited, and all who prey upon you, I shall make a prey. God will take care of you. He will take care of those who do stuff and things upright. Yes, he will. He says right here, for I restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, declares Yahuwah. For they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion. No one is seeking her. Thus said Yahuwah, see, I turn back the captivity of Jacob and have compassion on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon its own mountain, and the palace stand on its right place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And out of them shall arise thanksgiving and the voice of those who are laughing. And I shall increase them, and they shall not diminish. And I shall esteem them, and they shall not be small. Yeah. These are great promises. That's why it's good to keep up with yourself, continue to listen to God. If you listen to him, you don't have no reason to ever be depressed, because everything he tells us is encouraging, very encouraging. And his children shall be as before, and his congregation shall be established before me, and I shall punish all who oppress them. Hallelujah. Not to worry about being oppressed. I'll tell you that. And his princes shall be from him, and his rulers shall come from among him. And I shall bring him near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, declares Yahuwah. And you shall be my people, and I shall be your Allah. Hallelujah. See, the spoon of Yahuwah shall go forth in a rage, a whirlwind storm. It burst upon the head of the lawn. The burning displeasure of Yahuwah shall not turn back until he has done and established the purposes of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. In the latter days, you still understand it. That's why I say Yahuwah has been first to work for his people, for his house, and you would be good for us to take heed and listen and try to understand how to follow his instructions for us, no matter what. Do whatever you can do to get yourself in his ways, under his domain, okay? At that time, declares Yahuwah, I shall be the Allah of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. Sounds good to me. Sounds like the house that I want to be part of. Thus said Yahuwah, a people escaped from the sword, found favor in the wilderness. Israel, when it went to find rest, hallelujah, Yahuwah appeared to me from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I shall draw you with loving commitment. Hallelujah. I am going to build you again and shall be rebuilt, and you shall be rebuilt, O maiden of Israel. Again, you shall take up your tambourines and go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Listen to what Yahuwah is saying to us, Israel. Listen to what he's telling you, okay? Mm-hmm. You should get happy just by hearing this message. This should be enough to bring you around, to help you rejoice in your heart, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? For there shall be a, when the watchmen cry on Mount Ephraim, arise, and let us go up to Zion, to Yahuwah, our Allah. Okay? For thus says Yahuwah, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, cry out, give praise, and say, O Yahuwah, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am bringing them from the land of the north, and shall gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together, a great assembly returning here. Hallelujah. With weeping, they shall come, and with their prayers, I bring them. I shall make them walk by rivers of waters in a straight way in which they do not stumble. For I shall be a father to Israel, and Ephraim, he is my firstborn. Hallelujah. Hear the words of Yahuwah, O nation, and declare it in the islands afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel gathers him and shall guard him as a shepherd his flock. For Yahuwah shall ransom Yaakov and redeem him from the land of one stronger than he, from the hand of one stronger than he. Hallelujah. So we don't have nothing to worry about it. We don't have to be afraid. We don't. Just because this Babylon we're sitting up in boasts about who she is and what she's got, and she forgets she have already fallen. I think she ignores that on purpose, because somebody's reminding her Babylon has fallen, that great city. But she don't want to hear the truth. And they shall come in and shall bring on the height of Zion and stream to the goodness of Yahuwah for grain and for new wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and the herd, and their being shall be well, it'll be like a well-watered garden and never languish again. Hallelujah. Then shall a maiden rejoice in a dance, and young men and old together, and I shall turn their mourning to joy, and shall comfort them, and shall make them rejoice from their sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, when I hear this word, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't know about this. That's why I rejoice when I read this word, because I know it's true. It is our Heavenly Father who is giving this message here. And I know he doesn't lie. He speaks the truth. Okay? And shall fill the being of the priest with fatness. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Thus said Yahuwah, a voice was heard in Ramah, wailing, bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted her children because they are no more. Thus said Yahuwah, hold back your voice, hallelujah, from weeping. Hold back your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. For there is a reward for your work, declares Yahuwah. And they shall return from the land of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sound like us continuing from the land of our enemies. Because we have the enemy out here. These cops will kill you in a heartbeat. Any excuse. And they get themselves in a position where nobody can do anything about it. Okay? Once they take out one of us. And there is expectancy for your latter end, declares Yahuwah. And your children shall return to their own country. Hallelujah. I have already heard Ephraim lamenting. You have chastised me, and I was chastised. Like an untrained calf, turn me back, and I shall turn back. For you are Yahuwah, my Allah. Hallelujah. For after my turning back, I repented. And after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh. I was ashamed, even humiliated, for before the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim a precious son to me, a child of delight? For though I spoke against him, I shall remember him. That is why my affections were deeply moved for him. I have great compassion for him, declares Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart towards the Father and the way in which you went. Turn back, O maiden of Israel. Turn back to the footing of yours. To when would you turn here and there, you backsliding daughter? For you, for Yahuwah, has created what is new on earth. A woman encompasses a man. Thus said Yahuwah of hosts, the Allah of Israel. Let them once again say the word of the land of Yahuwah and in the cities. When I turn back their captivity, Yahuwah bless you, O home of righteousness, mountain of set apartness. And in Yahuwah and all his cities, farmers and those who joined him with flocks shall dwell together. Hallelujah. For I shall fill the weary being, and I shall the every breed being. At this awoke and looked down, and my sleep was sweet to me. Hallelujah. See, the days are coming, declares Yahuwah, that I shall plow o'er the house of Israel and the house of Yahuwah with the seed of man and the seed of beast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it shall be that as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so I shall watch over them to build and to plant, declares Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm telling you, this is something you don't have to guess about. This is what it is, and it is. And those days they shall no longer say, the father ate your grapes, and the children's teeth are blunted. But each one shall die for his own crookedness. Whoever eats your grapes, his teeth shall be blunted. See, the days are coming, declares Yahuwah, when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. Not like the covenant I made with them, with their fathers, in the day when I strengthened their fathers, their hand, to bring them out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim. My covenant which they broke through, though I was a husband to them, declares Yahuwah. For thus this is the covenant I shall make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahuwah. I shall put my Torah in their inward parts. Hallelujah. And write it on their hearts. And I shall be their Allah, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And no longer shall they teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know Yahuwah. For they shall all know me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the least of them to the greatest of them, declares Yahuwah. I shall forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, this is good news. Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your promises, for all this good news that you have given to your house, your people, Israel.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thus said Yahuwah, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the laws of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea and its waves, roar, Yahuwah of hosts is his name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
These laws vanish from before me, declares Yahuwah. Then the seed of Israel also shall also cease from being a nation before me forever.
Hallelujah.
Thus said Yahuwah, if the heavens above could be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I would also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, declares Yahuwah. See, the days of our coming, declares Yahuwah, that the city shall be built for Yahuwah, from the tower of Hananel to the corner gate. Hallelujah. And the measuring line shall again extend straight ahead to the hill. Then it shall turn towards Goa. Hallelujah. And all the valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and all the fields and as far as the Wadi Kidron to the corner of the horse gates towards the east is to be set apart to Yahuwah. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down anymore forever. Well, I tell you, that's good news. Good news.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right. Hallelujah. Jay, like I said, you don't want to miss what Yahuwah is saying to Israel. He wants to stay abreast about what the promises that he had for Israel. Because see, like I said, his word is true. Regardless of other things that we hear out there, we know Satan is a liar. That's where we start this program off today, exposing that liar out there. And all those that follow him is also going to find out for themselves that he is a liar, and he will deceive them into becoming a liar too, just like himself. But the righteous ones escape from him. Those who follow Yahuwah, listen to his word, let him guide them. Yes, that's what we got to do. Listen to his word, follow his instructions, be obedient to his word, okay? Because we see how important it is to be obedient to Yahuwah, to follow him all the way. Don't be half-stepping. Don't all of a sudden give up, okay? Because it's not going to do you any good to give up. You got to continue to go with Yahuwah all the way to the kingdom.
That's right.
He's able to bring you into his kingdom. Okay? So hallelujah. So I'm just going to sit here and say thank you, Father. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for choosing me as part of your family, everlasting family, the one that you have promised that you will never bring an end to. We just pray that you would continue to help us to be strong, to stay with you, to stay with life, never deviate from life. Life is within you, your son, Yahusha. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy.
Hallelujah.
For calling us to be a part of your family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I see that my time is getting low, getting short. I'm going to get ready to close up. I don't know if I can hear some of you in the audience, but you hear me still.
Yeah, I'm still here, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, I've been here all along. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I thought I heard you. All right. Well, if you want to come up and give us some closing remarks,
that was a lot of word. I'm gonna digest those, all that scripture. Hallelujah. No, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. All right.
I just pray that our people, just what the title says, do not trust the devil's servants, and do not set yourself up for another fall. Remember, this Nicki Minaj thing, this has happened before. And if it's true that she has 22 million followers on social media, I hope out of that number, that is not a large percentage of those who call themselves by the Father's name, by Yahuwah's name, because if that is so, you're setting yourself up for a fall. Just think what happened 2 years ago with Nick Cannon, when he supposedly awakened and told the truth, only to be undressed by this Kazar, this rabbi, a couple of weeks later. And the guy apologized and supposedly took back all he said, even though what he was saying was the truth. So don't set yourself up. These people have been eating from Satan's table, and that's where their bread and butter comes from. They're not going to leave their master. I mean, they might have a few moments of courage. You know, just like people say you had your 15 minutes of fame, they might have a few moments of courage, but when they think back of all they can lose in this world, and that this world's kingdom is what they seek. Yah's people, we seek his kingdom, but they seek the kingdom of darkness. That's where they've gotten everything, and so they're going to be loyal to him to the end, except if somehow by the mercy and the miracle working power of the Most High, one or two get snatched out. But other than that, these people have already made their bed with Hashetan. So do not set yourself up for a fall. That's for our people, Israel. Hallelujah. But yeah. Back over to you, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
Well, I really appreciate the last remark you just gave there. That is good. And I didn't want to close out without hearing from you again. So, for your remarks.
Yep, do not trust the devil's servants. Hallelujah. We're ending it where we started it at. Our people could be gullible at times. even the best of us, if we let our guards down. Well, hallelujah. I just hope they hold on to all those words, all those scriptures you read. They will be all right. Take this title, this theme, and hold on to the meat and potatoes, the scriptures that you brought out. They'll be all right. It's time not to fall for the old okey-doke, Israel. Be strong. Grow up. We've seen this before. And with that, Elder, hallelujah, turn it back over to you. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. All right, Elder. That is good. Okay. Well, I appreciate your remarks. I just want to make sure that we get a good grasp on what's going on. Because in this day and time, we can't be taking no chances on guessing at anything. We know that Yah hears us and he is with his people. We just got to make sure we acknowledge him with us, and because he's manifesting things now. He's causing people to hear what he is saying through his servants. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's why we love what we're doing, because we know that Yahuwah, he loves our praise. He wants our praise, okay? And that's right. What we want to do, is give him praise and sacrifice, give ourselves to him, for him, at all times. Continue to thank him for blessing us like he has done, like he is doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So if you've done said all you want to say for the night, Elder, I guess we could get ready to close it on out. Okay, good deal.
I just want to
all
say,
right.
Shalom, family.
All right. Shalom, shalom, family. Shalom.
To heat your
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Good night. Good night, Israel. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Shalom.